holier folk have been known to die readily in the course of duty or out of shame. This is a different thing. The warrior is different in that studying the way of strategy is based on overcoming men. By victory gained in crossing swords with individuals or in joining battle with large numbers, we can attain power and fame for ourselves or for our Lord. This is the virtue of strategy. The way of strategy. In China and Japan, practitioners of the way have been known as masters of strategy. Warriors must learn this way. Recently, there have been people getting on in the world as strategists, but they are usually just sword fencers, the attendants of the Kashima Kanturi shrines of the province Hitachi, received instruction from the gods and made schools based on this teaching, traveling from country to country, instructing men. This is the recent meaning of strategy. In olden times, strategy was listed among the 10 abilities and 7 arts as a beneficial practice. It was certainly an art, but as beneficial practice, it was not limited to sword fencing. The true value of sword fencing cannot be seen within the confines of sword fencing technique.